There's a couple of philosophical and theological ideas, maybe more theological ideas I want to highlight today. And one way of looking at the world is either or. Either or. Either you're a Christian or you're not. Either you're a Catholic or you're not. You know, either or. And then there's this idea of both and, right? Both and. And you can be a Catholic and a sinner at the same time, right? Both and, right? I am redeemed and loved by God, but at the same time, I fall short of the glory of God. And how we hold in tension the either ors of the world and the both ands of the world. And we have to be very careful because I think part of our nature is we like to be the us and the them, okay? The us and the them. And the Jewish nation, the nation of Israel, we have to remember the promise to Abraham. When Abraham was called by God, God was setting up Abraham and his seed, ultimately that's Jesus, but through Abraham and the nation of Israel, that all of the world would be blessed. Right? Now, Jesus shows up at the synagogue in Nazareth to these chosen people, the us. And they are not respecting him. They don't accept him. Familiarity has breed contempt, and there's something about Jesus that they're missing. And so Jesus says, basically, you're just like the nation of Israel back in the day when God chose to show his favor to non-Jews. It's like, no, God doesn't show his favor to non-Jews. That's what they're thinking. They're the them. We're the we, they're the them. God doesn't like them. And Jesus is essentially saying, no, you were chosen to be a blessing to them. I'm coming for them too. This is blowing their mind. It's blowing their mind so much that they want to throw him off the hill. Now let me ask you, are you chosen by God? You better say yes. Are you special? Is it a great privilege for you to be a Christian and a Catholic? Does that mean God doesn't care about other people? Or they're the them and we're the we? And we're special and they're not? Right? Don't you feel that way sometimes? I hope not, but side of you do, you know? All right? But we are special. We have been given the fullness of grace, right? That's so we can feel good about ourselves and be proud and look down on them, right? Is that right? No, of course not. Of course not. But that's what the people of Nazareth had. That's the circle that they had subscribed around themselves. And Jesus came to challenge that. Jesus challenges us. We are supposed to be a blessing to the world. We're supposed to be a conduit of God's grace and mercy. We're supposed to be examples of love, forgiveness, kindness, and generosity. We don't know what other people have been given. We don't know their circumstances. We don't know what God's grace is in their hearts. We might barely know what it is in ours. Both and. The both and. And so we struggle. We struggle. We do struggle. You know, when God chose to heal Naaman, the army commander, you know, why did he choose this foreign murderer who took Jewish children captive? I mean, all that's in the story, isn't it? You got to read between the lines a little bit, but it's there. So the ways of God are mysterious sometimes, and we want to put him in a box and either or him, don't we? But he's bigger than our box, and he's not going to be either or. And so we strive today, my brothers and sisters, to be God's people, to be chosen, to be a vessel of God's mercy, to have all seven of the sacraments, to have the fullness of revelation and the greatest gifts. But that doesn't make us the us and them the them. It makes us with a greater responsibility and greater gifts.